Okay. Today is Daf Samach Zayin. We're on Daf Samach Zayin. After being hiatus for a few days, we're back. Samach Zayin. We're going to start from today, Rabbi Shmuel, which I would say is a good 10 lines down on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. The only thing you have to know, not the only thing you have to know, but in order to know this Gemara, there's nowhere to start. It really picks up right in the middle of a story. Here's a story. There are four different categories, four different types of bugs in water, found in water. Some of them are kosher, some of them are not kosher. Here are the four categories. Number one, a sheret, a water bug that's found in flowing water. It's found in a river. It's found in a nahal. It's a beverage pasuk. That's not kosher. The pasuk says, "V'chol asher ein lo snaper b'kas ketzes." You're not going to find this. If it doesn't have fins and scales, bayamim, in the rivers, ubanachalim, or in the streams, mikol sheret hamayim, umikol nefeshachaya, bayamim, sheket heim lochem. That you're not allowed to drink, eat. That's bug number one. Bug number two, a sheret, a water bug that's found in a ma'ayon. What's a ma'ayon? A well. Okay? The Gemara calls that charitzin uni'itzin. That's what the Gemara calls that. Okay? That's number two. We'll get to that if it's kosher or not. Number three, a sheret that's found in a pool of rainwater. It's called a pit. It's called a well. Right? That, such a thing, is number three. And number four, a water bug found in a keli. Okay? You know what a keli, you know what another word for a keli is? A pipe. That's kosher. Okay? Got that? Those are the four categories. Now, the Gemara had all these complicated back and forth, cloud, clouds, learning out different ones. The Torah says one, the cloud will teach me the other two, the other three, the other four. Very complicated. So, the Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. So yesterday the Gemara had said that the pasuk is written klal klal prat. So the Gemara said, "Oh, that's the klal prat klal also." Rabbi Shmuel Tana, no, b'mayim shtei ba'amim ain't that klal prat. That's not a klal prat. Ella, why is it not a klal prat? Because in order for klal prat to work, you have to have a klal, then a prat, then a klal. So that's not a klal prat klal. Ella riba umiyah. That's a different thing. Called a Riva and a Miyot. He asks Tosfos, not here, he asks it in Shavuot, on Daf Hey, wait a minute, don't we see every morning, Rabbi Shmuel Amar, B'Shol Shesri Midos? And by the way, Riva Umiyot, not on the list. Not on the list, Riva Umiyot. What's going on here? Here, Rabbi Shmuel pipes up and says, no, I have a different thing. Not in the 13 Midos, I have another thing. What's it called? It's called Riva Umiyot. Tosfos says, wait a minute, this is the same Rabbi Shmuel. What's going on here? See, there are three answers to this question. The first answer is that the Rebbe says, yes, Ribui Mir is a kind of klal prat. It's in the category of klal prat. It's different. We're going to have a difference. The gigantic Rashi here, but the difference is, but it's still klal prat. It's within the general category of klal prat. That's the first answer. The Sefer Kriso says that the Yud Gimel Midos are only things that nobody argued on. That happens to be, Rabbi Shmuel personally, he argued, that's no one argued. He personally recorded 13 things that no one argues on. It happens to be he held from that, but he also held from something called Ribui Midos. He didn't put it on the list because it's not universal. Only things that everyone held from it. No one, not everyone held from it. He personally held from it. And the third answer, given by the Torah's Chaim, says there's Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Wasn't Rabbi Shmuel. It was someone in the yeshiva. Someone in Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva said the following. Rabbi Shmuel didn't say it. Okay. Anyway, that was a nice paraparos. Now let's get to the meat and potatoes. So Bamayim Riba. The word Bamayim is a Riba. Bayamim uba nechalim miyot. The Mayim and the Nechalim is a miyot. First we say any water. See, not so fast. Not any water, only in certain water. Then, b'mayim, b'chazar, b'riba. Then we have a riba again. Reba umiyut v'riba. It's a Reba, a general, a miyut, and then a Reba. Reba hakal. So first we start off including everything. My Rabbi, what are we including? Charitin uni'itin. That what? That the water bogs down in charitin and ni'itin. How do they translate charitin and ni'itin? Canals and some kind of... What? Canals and ponds. Li sura. That bog bound there is asur. Umay miyut. What's not asur? Boros sikhin umaoros lehetero. Okay? Boros sikhin umaoros lehetero. Good? The Achronim have an interesting question here. The Damesek Eliezer has a very interesting question. By the way, yesterday yesterday the Gemara comes to the same conclusion with a klal pra klal. Same exact conclusion. That what? That category one is water found in rivers. That's pasuk is utter. Category number two is charitzit uni'it. That's also utter. Category number three is bugs found in boros, sichin oros. What's that? That's mutter. And kalim is mishom mutter. Okay? Says the Damesek Eliezer, one of the Achronim. What's the difference if you learn it out from a klal pra klal or you learn it out from ribu miyut? He wants to suggest the difference is, can you eat this bug mutter? Can you eat it not in water? In other words, you isolate the bug, you take it out of the water, and now you serve it. Is that mutter? If you learn out the klal pra klal, it's going to be mutter. Why? Because why should it be asur? But if you learn it out of ribui miyut, the only reason why it's mutter is because of the word mayim. So he wants to suggest it has to be derech mayim. If you'd isolate it, wouldn't be mutter. Okay. Ema, have it the following. My ribu, what are we being marve? Boro sichin umaoros. Li'isura. Right? So now we've just asked, how about this? Let's ask category number three. Umay miyut miyut kalim. And what's mutter? Bugs in kalim. In Cain, tochlu mai ahanile. So the word tochlu would serve no purpose. It would be completely extra. The word tochlu has to come to be matter something. After something, matter something. Therefore, category number three of the bugs and the boros is mutter. The epochana, says the Gemara, let's switch it around. Meaning, why not say the following? That, what author? Author is category number three. Bugs found in boros, that's mutter. And bugs found in canals and ponds, that's mutter. Why don't we say that? Right? What did we just do? I told you there were four categories of bugs. One, Torah says mutter. Two, we just learned that from a reboot. Three, we said it's mutter. How about the other way around? Let's say three is mutter and two is mutter. The Gemara says, no, because it's only matasia by Yehuda, my roz, laravos, boros, sichinum, oros, latera. Why do we pick category number three to matir? Ulahoti chuisinun itin li sura. And category number two is asur. You know why? Marbani boros sichinum oros. I will say that boros sichinum oros are mutter. Sheinat surin ki kalin. Because they're non-flowing, just like the water in a keli is non-flowing. Umoti ani charitinun itin. And I will exclude category number two and say that is asur. Shein atsurin ki kalin. Because they're not flowing, like, in other words, they're flowing. A canal and a pond, the water flows and moves just like a river. Therefore, those two are comparable and they're usher. Okay. Throw it out. It's been out. You drank it? All right, if it looks like whatever you guys want. It was out for more than one day. Contain what? It's a contained body of water. So the Gemara, that's the other day. It's contained, but not like Kaylee. Okay. Now, we started off yesterday's Gemara, which we didn't do, started off in saying there are two psukim. One is explicit about offering this kinds of bugs, and one is implicit. Right? Now, there are two psukim. Ready for this? You need a little mental gymnastics for this. Torah says like this. You ready? Ezet tochlu. Now, this is a positive commandment. A positive statement. Ezet tochlu. This is what you're allowed to eat. Ezet tochlu. Kol asher b'mayim. Anything in water. Kol asher lo snapper v'kasketes. Any animal with fins and scales. B'mayim, b'yamim, b'mecholim, osam tochelu. Go ahead and eat it. Right? That's a positive statement. Then, the very next pasuk in Parsha Shemini says like this. B'chol asher ein lo snapper v'kasketes b'yamim b'mecholim. B'chol sheret ha'mayim b'chol defesh ha'chay asher b'mayim. Sheket heim lochem. And if it doesn't have fins and scales, in the mayim, in the nachalim, in the yam, it shekets to you. So one is a positive statement, one's a negative statement. One of these psukim is an explicit isser to eat bugs, and one is an implicit isser. So, hi, sasam, behind mefurish. Which one's sasam? Which one's closed? In other words, which one's not explicit? Behind mefurish. Which one's explicit? Kligi barabacha baravina. It's a machloket. Chadam or yeshlo mefurish. One says the positive one, Yeshua, the positive one is explicit, the ain lo sasim, and the other one's not. The chadomer ain lo mefurish. No, the one that's not is mefurish. The yesh lo sasim, and the one that's explicit is the one that's sasim. My time is demanda amar yesh lo mefurish. What's the reason for the one that says yesh lo, the one that's the positive one is explicit? Amalacha minehu dekamish derukelim. That, from here, this passage, you learn that you're allowed to eat shrutim in a keli. How so? Because the pasuk says, it says, osam tochelu. Right? In other words, from these bugs that have a simanim of tahira, in other words, they have fins and scale, those you could eat. But if it's in a keli, you don't need simanim. You hear that? That's explicit. In these places, but if it's in a keli, you don't need simanim. My time, demanda amar ain lo mefurish. Why does the other one say no? The pasuk that doesn't, the pasuk that's in the negative. How is that explicit? The haihu demuchach aheich. What does that mean? The haihu demuchach aheich. From this pasuk, it's muchach. It's clear that bugs in a keli are mutter. Why? Zimei aheich. If you would learn out from the other pasuk, from the positive pasuk, right? Havamina, I would have thought, bakelim afagaf de ishle nami lo techo. That if something has that bakelim, even if it has fins and scales, you're still not allowed to eat it. Why? Because the only time you're allowed to eat something with fins and scales is where, in a river, not in a keli. Okay. Now, it's pretty much almost finished now with the Gemara. This is, by the way, this whole Gemara here is the issue about the water in New York City. The water in New York City, there's bugs in there. What's the story with that water? Right? So, I think the policy was, the end policy was, you have to strain the water. Why? Because it's a problem. Right? So I know that Rebelski held that's a problem. The Gemara, no Shiloh, there's no Machlokas, that any bug found in a keli is mutter. Aren't the pipes of New York City kelim? What's the problem? What's the problem? He didn't win the day. Why not? Why didn't he? By the way, Russia White held that way. Many people have held that way. So what's the issue? So the issue is, but the problem is, that's not really a keli. Yeah, it happens to be, physically, it's a keli. Isn't it more similar to the flowing water? Right? Because if it's flowing, we said it's a problem. So here, they're not kalim like the Gemara is talking about kalim. The Gemara is talking about kalim like you have a cup or bucket. So that doesn't move. So based on the psukim and based on all these cloud prats, it's mutter. How can you say anything about a pipe in New York City where it goes from the reservoir to your sink? Technically it's a kalim, no question about it. Big issue. So that's a big machlokas. A big machlokas, post him over here. What to do with it? That's very interesting how, you know, these when you're a big leaguer, these Gemaras are just the same Gemaras as the Hilchos Shabbos. The Hilchos Shabbos we know pretty well, pretty much, you know, basically. This we don't know anything about it. Right? We're doing a Daf Yom, we're learning it for the first time. They know this like they know anything else. Amazing. Okay? Good? Amar Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, Lo lifshi inish shicha b'tzviyasa b'urta. They used to do it like this. They used to strain beer. Okay? Now, what we said before was, if there's ever a time that a bug is mutter, also the thing with the water in New York, if there's ever a time that a bug is mutter, it can never touch the ground. It has to always be in that keli, always be in the river. Can't touch the ground first, jump back into the river. Okay? So they used to strain beer. They used to strain beer on wood chips. Not on a cloth. Have the beer pour through a cloth to keep the sediments behind. They used to do it with wood chips. Why wood chips? The beer tends to be thicker. Since the beer is thick, wood chips is better. Okay. So, says Rifuna, but don't do this at night. Why? Because maybe a bug is going to jump. It's going to hit one of the wood chips. And then fall back into the wine. And pass through. And not touch the grass. That's the wood chip. They can't drink that. You can't eat that bug now. Yeah. It's not. Yeah, well, why is it the ground? Because it's not the water. It's not the beer. Okay? So, summer huna. Lo lifshi in a shikra mitzavyasa b'orza. Don't do this at night. Why? Dilma parish le'el mitzavyasa. Maybe the bug will jump from the beer to the wood chip. B'hadar nafal akasa. And it'll fall back into the cup. Bahava over mishum sharis asharis al aret. You got it to be a problem. Says Rashi, third to last line. Right? Third to last line at the bottom. Bu'urta, at night. She'im tipol talat al akashim. If the bug will fall in the wood chips, lo yirena. You're not going to see that. Umisham tipol with kli. Then it's going to fall back into the kli. Ulamachar. Now, if I were Rashi, I would have stopped. Rashi doesn't stop. He keeps on going. Ulamachar, and in the morning, kishe yirena, listen to this, Rashi. In the morning, when you see the bug, yisavur, you're going to think to yourself, shelo yatazam min hashekha lakashim. It didn't fall onto the wood chip. Why? Because last night you didn't see that happen. So you're going to think to yourself, that didn't happen. Bitola, now why did Rashi say that? B'tolas hamayim muteres. And by the way, water in bogs is mutter, kidamar, like we just said. Okay? You'll see, in the morning, but we're afraid like this. The bug is going to jump onto the wood chip, then back into the cup. Once it touches the wood chip, it's not mutter anymore. You're not going to know that. In the morning, when you see the bug, you're going to say to yourself, "Oh, we'll drink up." The teyavon. Why? Because nothing wrong with this bug. Right? We're going to get to that. About a separate issue called Baal Teshachtu. Who's drinking that? We're going to get to that number base. Right? Now, better yet, it's mashma from Rashi, say the Akronim, that at night, what if he did drink it at night? If he drank it at night, it would be mutter. You hear this? Rashi say, in the morning, when you wake up, you're going to say to yourself, in the morning, when you wake up, this bug didn't jump anywhere. I could drink it. Why? Because you didn't see it happen. The Madaik from Rashi, what if it happened at night? If you're mutter to drink it, even if you know it happened, it would be mutter to drink it. Why? Because it's tonight. The Madaik that in Rashi, how could that be possible? What's the header? So, the Shiva Tzion has like this. What? Says Rashi holds it. Davar Sheina Mitzchava. May or may not have happened. Now it's a psik ratio. If it happens, you're going to drink it. It's going to be usher. Says no. Davar Sheina Mitzchava is mutter. The only reason why it would be usher is if it's something when you get hanof from. Then we say it's usher. Like a riot or a case of achila. But here, this, you don't get Hanah from this. You don't get Hanah from eating this. You don't get Hanah. So therefore, at night, it's fine. That's one answer. The Gra says, first of all, even if it's true, it's bottle b'shishim. A barrier b'fnei atma can't be bottle. That's only did the Rabbanah. But that man, the Torah made a rule like that. But the Rabbanah did a rule like that. Man, the Torah doesn't rule like that. All right. So Minat Torah, Minat Midr Abanan, okay, so at night, Rashi holds that it's Dindir Abanan doesn't apply, and we say it's Mutter. And the third answer is the Chachmas Adam, which is the Chai Adam, comes up with the Sex Faker. Sex Faker. Number one, is a soft egg, is a bug here at all. There's a bug here. And number two, even if there is a bug, maybe it didn't move from Kaylee to Kaylee. Maybe it didn't move onto the chip. So Sex Faker. Okay, let's figure out how that works. Could be. Believe it or not, tremendous amount of halacha lies in this dot. With bugs and water and the pipes and all these kinds of things. Number made a lot more. Ihachi. But mononami, even in a cleat, same story. Couldn't have to read this. Dilma parish ladasna demana. Maybe it jumped onto the lip of the cleat. Hard enough for lamana. So back into the cleat. Couldn't have to read that. But once it touches the cleat, why is it clearly different than a wood chip? It's not different. If the bug is swimming in the water, right? What? Oh, possum, hyena, rabite. It's the same thing. The wall's the clea. It's the clea. Uminat timra. How do you know that? It's none. The Tanya. Minayin l'rabas baris yichanum oros. How do you know that a bore, a pit, all these types of pit, shashokha v'shosim ve'enonimna, you're allowed to drink anything in that pit. You don't have to stop. Enonimna. You don't have to refrain from drinking. Why? Because we said that's the category three. That's mutter. How do you know? Talmud Lomar. Tochelu mikol asher b'maya. V'lechesh dilma parish l'dafta v'hazav n'afel. Maybe you went on to the edge of the bar and went back into the water, and then it's no good. Ella ha'ne rebite. That's how it grows. Hachanami ha'ne rebite. That's how it grows. That's not a problem. Amle refkitzler v'huna. Tanya de masayela. We have a branch that supports it. It says kol asher etz asharit al ha'ared. Any sharit that sharit al aretz, the rabbis yachvushin shesinanon. This even includes bugs that you strain. Taima the sinanon. It's only because you strained it. Halo sinanon shari. If you didn't strain it, it would be mutter. Why would it be mutter? Because it's all mutter. Maybe you jumped over here and then went back in. We're not chosish for that. Good. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel makes the following statement. More about bugs. This is very relevant. Kishus. You have a cucumber, shehislia, that got buggy, it got bugs on it, bi'avia, while it's attached to the ground, asura, that is usur. Look at Rashi, look at the top Rashi. I'm sorry, one more line, mishamasharit, sharit alara. Look at top line, bi'avia, ba'odu mechuberet, while it's still attached to the ground, meaning, sharat, sharit ha'areti. That's a sharet. Basura hatulas lacho. You're not going to eat that bug. The kibun de mahaleches pesoch hakishos, since it's moving around in the cucumber, v'imichuberes pekarka, and it's attached to the ground, havikah mahaleches adabe karka. It's as if the bug is walking on the ground. Aval hisliya la'achamikan. But if the bug came afterwards, muteres, it's mutter, ad shetete la'aver. Until the bug leaves the earth. Okay? Until it flies off. So if the bug flies off and comes back, that's a big problem. As long as the bug never leaves the fruit, that's okay. As long as it's not attached. So that's never what you're going to do. You walk over to an attached cucumber and take a bite out of it? That you can't do. But if it's cut off and the bug never left the plant, that's okay. What? I don't know. But now, the question is, do we pass them like this? Speaking of focus. I think we're master. Now, Lema Mitzayayale. What? Yeah, it's a big problem, no? Who does that? Who bites into something while it's attached? Once it's detached, now, we assume that all the bugs. Okay, listen to the Gemara. Let's try to bring a raya that Shmuel's right. We're not going to have, this raya is going to be rejected. But it's a raya that maybe Shmuel's right. We're not going to end up having a raya whether Shmuel's right or wrong, and it's a big machlokas if it's possible like this. Big machlokas for Shona. Let's try to prove he's right. Why? Halichah, the one raya that says al ha'aretz, it says al ha'aretz. Lohozi, that excludes. Es haziz in sheva adashim, it excludes the bugs on the adashim. Ves hatitushin shebeklisim, and it excludes the bugs on the klisim. What's klisim? Chickpeas, betolas, shebetzmarim, and the tolas on the dates, shebegrogris, on the figs. What do you see from here? All the bugs are mutter. Right? So what are we going to say? Well, that's because it's detached. The tanya idach, but another verse says, kol hasharet hasharet al haaretz. Any sharet is author. Laravos, tolas, shebeikrei zeitim. Tolas on the roots of a zeitim. Mushikri gafonim. And the roots on a geffen. My lab, edi v'edi v'peira. We're both talking about fruits over here. Baha bavia. The second one that says the lusher is talking about when it's attached. Baha shlo bavia. And the first one is talking about where it's not attached. Therefore, the first one says all mutter. Second one says all lusher. But the law, no way. Edi v'edi bavia. No, they're both attached. Below kasha. Ha v'peira. When do we say it's all mutter? When it's in the fruit itself. Ha beilana gufa. When it's on the body of the tree itself. When it's on the body of the tree, that's when it's aser. What's the difference? If it's on the fruit or if it's on the body? So already the Gaonim explained, the Shiltas of Achaibon says, the difference is because the fruit is only to be cut off. It makes much more sense to say it's only to be cut off. It's like it's cut off already, and therefore it's mutter. But the tree's not getting cut off, it's staying there. That's like a tzatasa. Deikanami, that makes a lot of sense. Diktani, tolas, shavikwe teisim, mushikwe gafanim, says the roots of the geffen, the roots of the teinim. That's the fruit, the root, the tree itself. Shamina, you're right. So therefore, there's no riot whether Shmuel's right or not. And it says over here, where is it? The Rabbeinu Tam, the Riva, the Halach is not like Shmuel. However, the Shiltis, the Bahad, the Rif, the Rambam, all passing like Shmuel. So how are we passing Lamaisa? I don't know. So what's going on with the bug situation? Big problem. So I guess either one of two things. Either we passing like Shmuel and we say they flow off, or maybe they, if they go to they go to the roots and come back, so then it's considered on the tree, then it's considered on the ground, then it's also no matter what. I don't know. Fruit, of course the fruit's okay. No. Correct. Right. Now listen to this. Boy Rabbi Yosef. Parsha umeisa mahu. What if it got detached from the fruit, but it died? Right. Miktasa mahu. What if part of it touched the ground? La'avra ha'ola mahu. What if it only went onto the airspace of the ground? Rashi, you ate it while in the air. What's the story there? Teku. Boy Rabashi. Right. Boy Rabashi. Lagad tamaru mahu. What if it goes to the other part of the same fruit? Lagad garinise mahu. What if it goes to the other part of the same pit? I mean, tamaru tamaru mahu. What if it goes from one pit to another pit? One fruit to another fruit. Never touches the ground. Teku. Again. Correct. Right. So the Beis Yosef says, when it comes to water, if you take a cup, and you pour it through another cup, and there's nothing that's bugged in that cup, it's never left the clean, we say it's mutter to drink that. Why? Because it never left its natural place. But over here by bugs, if it goes from one fruit to another fruit, we have that shiloh. Okay? Now, Amr of Sheshes, this is very relevant, halacha l'maisa. Amr of Sheshes, brother of Iti, Kukiani Asiri. Kukiani is usher. What's Kukiani? It's a bug. Where's the bug? What? Rashi says, Tolaim Shebechaved v'Sheberia. It's a bug in the liver and in the lungs. Okay? It's mashma animals. Goes ballistic over here. Impossible to say it's animals. The Ramban also that we're going to have later, that is Abram and Achai. He says it can't be animals. We're going to have it a few minutes. He's talking about fish. Okay? My timer. Why are they usher? Me'alma usu. Because they come from outside. So therefore, they're not homegrown. They come from somewhere else. Master Floravashi, Ime'alma usu, if they come from somewhere else, Lishtachu b'derech beis hare. Shouldn't they be excreted? They never find it in the excrement. Ikadiyami, you're right. Arm of Shisha Bre Davidi, Kukiani Shari, it's mutter. My time, why? Minegovli, because it comes from itself. Arm of Ashi, Pshita, obvious. Timi Alma, Akaati, Lishtaki Besach, Bederek Beis Hare. Because if it came from somewhere else, we would see it in the excrement. We don't see it there. Obviously, it's homegrown. Of course, it's mutter. Behilchasa, Allah is Kukiani Asiri. You know, it's awesome. My time, why? Minam Naya, because while it's sleeping, Vaile, but it's Suse, Bisuye. It comes in, the bugs come in through the nose. Therefore, they never leave. So, right. So, this is very relevant. Halacha lemaisa, old controversy now would be what? The salmon. Some claim. So I think that some claim that they're homegrown. There's no reason why they should be usher. Others, you know, it's not true. Different thing now. It's you know, it's different bugs. Different. Who knows what? Right. Very complicated. We're going to get to that. Cholam darne, what about larva? The bisri asiri, in basar it's asr. The kavri sharin, in fish it's mutter. Amalei Ravina Lime, Ravina says to his mother, avlili, mix it up for me, v'ana echel, then I'll eat it. Why mix it up? Says Rashi, the third to last line before the lines get wide. Avlili, the kavri, talking about the fish ones, v'soch ha-dogim, tani osam, mix them up. Shalom Ere shouldn't see it, the echid from. I'll be turned off. I'll be the echid. I'll be disgusted if I see it. What I don't see, I don't know, I don't miss. So it tastes good. I want you to mix it up. I don't want to see it. Because if I see it, it's repulsive. Okay? Says the Achronim, the Prima Gadib, and other Achronim say from here. You see from here, there's a separate issue going on. The bug is mutter. We said it's mutter. What's the itzer here? A bal tishaksu. It's something repulsive. Says Ravina to his mother, listen, Ma, mix it up, they don't have to see it. It will be over bal tishaksu. You see from here, that bal tishaksu is a subjective itzer. It's a subjective itzer. Some people, right? It's subjective. It's not objective. It's subjective. Okay? It's an itzer. It's an itzer that's repulsive. Bal tishaksu. Right, one of the things about the shakta is take a beaker of blood, wash that, and drink that. Use it for shakta. Repulsive. Nothing wrong with that. You're drinking mutter things. Clean it out. There's no shemet. There's no remnants of. Who does that? It's an issue. It's about the shakta. To do something. What the gather of it that is, any so it's a subjective gather. Says Ravina, bugs don't bother as long as I don't see it. The mutter bugs. Right? I don't want to see it. So my mother, my dear Ima, make sure I don't see it. That's mutter. It's a similar idea. So the Shevet HaLevi of Wasner says there are three levels of Altashakti. Number one, he says like this. If you don't notice it at all, like in the water in New York City for 100 years, they're drinking that water, no one saw a bug. That's mutter point to everybody. Then number two is, let's say you have I know it's in the water. I know it's there. I can't see it. I know it's there. So some people, they're not drinking that. Some people, I don't see anything, I don't care. So then it's subjective. Do you see it? Do you not see it? Does it bother you? It's not a problem. If it bothers you, it's a problem. If it doesn't bother you, it's not a problem. And the third category is, if it's a ma'am staring you in the face, and that's repulsive. That's repulsive. It's mutter. Mutter. For whatever reason, it's mutter. That's repulsive. Right? Exactly. Exactly. So if it's subjective, it goes by subjective. If it's objective, if it's objective, then it's objective, then it's also to everybody. What's objective? You have to go. Okay, so then it's objective. So you're saying it's a subjective category, but there could be objective things also. Okay. Amalei Rav Mashar Shibrid, the Rav Achal Ravina, Maishna Bezatanya. Why? What about Maishna Bezatanya? It says, that's Nivlasam Tishaksu, Larabos as Hadarnim Shebebehema. Right? How could you say? What's the difference between a bug found in animals, that's us, and a bug found in fish, that's mutter? It's that. It's the blood of the shock to the rabbit, the dinosaur, behema. Amalei hachi hashta, behema, a behema, b'shchitahu de mishtaria. A behema is mutter by shachting it. So what? Says Rashi, the next Rashi, b'shchitahu de mishtaria. Right? See the Rashi? It's the last skinny line. The elu, and these bugs, shagadlu besocha, they grow inside the behema, ad shalom nishchata, until they're shechted, bo me iser, aver min achai. You hear this? The reason why bugs and animals are usher is because it's aver min achai. What? V'shchitat ha-behema lo ahanyu lididhu. The shechita won't help. Why? They have their own life. The shechita is never going to help. That's why bugs and animals are wasser. What about a ben pakua? Yeah, bagaf the shilil mutter b'shechita timo. Mikal b'behema tochelu nafon l'kamon. That's because they have a separate pasuk to tell you that's mutter. Really, says Rashi, that should also be a menachai. But a separate pasuk. Abahacha b'isara karma. Here it stays in its iser. Other many Rishonim, what is Rashi talking about? The bugs are Eivim and Achai. Eivim and Achai, by the way, you can't give it to a guy. You can't eat Eivim and Achai either. And if you sell it to a guy, it's with Naivir. Says the Chazanish, based on other Rishonim, no, it's not Eivim and Achai. It's Basim and Achai. Basim and Achai is mutter to a guy. It's not Eivim and Achai. It's very difficult, Rashi. Others say, you know what the problem is? You know why he's author? Because it's Shvatzim. It's bugs. What's Rashi talking about? Eivim and Achai. I would never in a million years have said that. Right? Fascinating. Rashi says that. Okay. Now, that's why bugs and animals is utter. Bahani, Therefore, they're never shechted these bugs. They remain utter. Avol dogim, fasifu ba'al mishtri. Dogim become utter by picking them up. Asifa, just collecting them. Bahani, kika gavlon, bederka gavlon. So when you correct them, it's all mutter. That's why bugs and fish are mutter. Okay? You don't have to kill it. You can let it die by itself. It doesn't make a difference. Right. So once it's dead, the bugs are mutter. Tanur Rabbanan, Holech al gachon. If an animal goes on its gachon, on its belly, then nachash. That's a snake. Kol, barbat hashilshol, it includes the worm, it's adomal hashilshol, anything like that. Al arba, on four, ze akrov. That's the scorpion. Kol holech, barbat hashilshol, the kol includes the bug, the beetle, it's adomal hashilshol, anything like that. Marve raglayim, ze nadal, centipede, Ad call the rabbi says doma if it's doma the doma. Anything like all these books are all awesome. Tanya, end up with an agadat gemara here. Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus Omer. Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus says Leviathan dog tarhu. The Leviathan's a kosher fish. How do you know? Shenemar gava afikim meginim tachtov chadu decheresh afikim meginim elok haskasim shabo afikim feel that's the fin the scale. That's the fin, and therefore it is a mutter kosher animal. The kosher animal. Now, it ends off a nice agarato about the Mubyasa, right? Says to Marsha, wait a minute. Don't we know that the animal's Mubyasa is kosher? Because Hashem's going to serve it lots of lovo. But Hashem serves something not kosher lots of lovo. So the Marsha says, of course Mubyasa is kosher. That wasn't what the Gemara is busy with over here. The Gemara is busy with over here was, is the Mubyasa a fish? Or is it some other animal that lives in the water? Maybe it's not a fish, maybe it's a bird, maybe it's something else. Happens to be like one of these marine type of creatures. It's good, but it's kosher. So they went, no, it's a fish. It's a fish that spins and scales. That's the Marsha. Believe it or not, Chassan Sofer says that maybe we already had this Gemara. Well, the Gemara, we know the Medrash says that Hashem killed the female, lost the lover. So maybe we had this already. Maybe it's a situation where the female's kosher, but the male's not kosher. And therefore, the Gemara's come along to tell you, no, the male's also kosher. Okay? And then he says, there's another shot. Maybe the Leviathan is kosher. Maybe the Leviathan is not kosher. But since Hashem put it away from before Mount Torah, then you'd be allowed to eat a lot of love. You hear this? That's what Chassam Sofer says. Unbelievable. So we had that already. What if you had something that went into Eretz Yisrael? Remember we had that? You saved it beforehand and it went into Eretz Yisrael. We had that Gemara. Right? Alright. So what we'll do is we'll stop here. Hajin alach elu trefet. Hajin alach elu trefet. Hajin alach elu trefet. Finish the perek. Difficult perek. And we get a shkoyach for that. And we start the next perek. The next perek deals with pregnant women and pregnant animals giving birth. I think it's a very hard parent. And take that tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.